Blog Talk Radio.
Now we can go. What's up, 336?
Hey. Hey, Rosebud. Last time on the video, you asked a question, and I kind of write down the answer kind of like as an assignment. So I think getting more and more knowledge and using it daily equals navigating life smoothly through unexpected events, and that's what I think is going to keep me sharp.
Hey, I mean, I don't know exactly what you're addressing, bro.
You said what's gonna keep me sharp for the rest of my life? Yeah.
Oh, what's gonna keep you sharp for the rest of your life?
Yeah, that's something you asked in the last video. I picked up and I'm just calling in.
Well, now what you say is gonna last or keep you sharp?
I think so.
I know, but say it again. So at first I heard you, but I didn't know what you was talking about. Now I do know what you're talking about, so I want to hear it again.
Getting more and more knowledge and using it on daily equals navigating life smoothly through unexpected events.
I totally agree with that, bro. I totally agree, man. More and more information, more and more experience is going to give you more and more information to ponder. And more, the more you think, the more you're going to be sharp, bro. So that's right.
All right.
Okay, look, you guys, let's understand stuff. Respect, which we all want, is earned. You don't deserve respect unless you earn it. I want respect. Shit. I demand respect, matter of fact. So, when my dad, I'm telling you, this is very serious what I'm finna tell you. I remember when I was a youngster, I thought I was fast. Running. So we had track meets, and my dad never came to anything. He never supported us. He secretly wanted us to win and shit, but he never acted like he supported us. He always said, boy, you can't, you ain't fan, blah, blah, that kind of shit. So when he came to Solano Junior High for a track meet I was in, I was stoked. My dad, I'm telling you, never, and I mean never, paid attention to what any of us did unless we was fucking up. Now, He owned the gas station, and he was in his uniform watching. We lined up for the 100-yard dash. And they sat together. We off. Now, I ran a record time. It was 10 flat or 9.9. I'm not actually sure which one. 10 flat or 9.9. But I came in second by a long shot. This motherfucker from Pittsburgh, Ralph McGoins, I never forget him, little yellow motherfucker. He burned my ass up. So I after the race, I didn't set this record. I'm figuring I did good even if I came in second. I go to see my dad and look up to where he was, and he ain't there. I wasn't really disappointed because I know Pops. But I would have loved to hear how he felt about me setting the school record. And I get home, and I ask my dad, may he rest in peace. He was always a motherfucker. I asked Pops about, the race and shit, and he didn't say nothing. But you can't fuck with my dad, so I'll wait a little bit. And asked him again. I set a record today, don't you, Pop? He was watching Gunsmoke. Well, it might have been Bonanza, but it was one of them goddamn cowboy movies. And when the commercial came, he didn't speak to me until the commercial came on. Then he looked at me and said, Boy, I hope you don't think I'm going to be coming up to watch you lose. I didn't know what to say. He said, I hope you don't expect me to come see you lose again. Some shit like that. And I'm looking at my old man. And I got it. Pops wanted winners. He never gave you a chance to fuck up. You either was going to win a goddamn ball. Don't stop. You either was going to be a monster or not. If you wasn't, you wasn't going to get to be a Dixon. Where would I be without tough love? You guys today are so punk. I'm talking about you can't take shit. Unless your dad is praising you, he's mean. Unless your mom is kissing your ass, she's mean. Man, I relaxed and was able to sleep in this morning. And I woke up to hella posts in my SWU group. Just a lot of good posts. And this has made me think, all you motherfuckers out there just waiting for whatever. I don't know what you're waiting for. Because the prices ain't going to go down. They're going to go up. It's cool with me if you want to wait. I don't care. It's just that what I do care about is satisfying me so much that I get to tripping about, am I being arrogant? Am I, overlooking something? I know when you see the results that I'm getting, you'll want it then. But it'll be, when it's like, damn, man, out your reach, you're going to need a loan or something to get this shit. And I know I got to prove myself and my school. Just remember, when I do, don't trip about the cost. Because I'm on my way to having a learning institution for young men to grow at. The men in there now know I'm learning the ropes as a professor. And not one of them complain about the $1,300, $1,400 they spend. That's bare minimum. $4,000 is what I'm looking at. And once I get my graduation rate to where I want it to be, it's going to be more than that. 804. Excuse me. 804, what's up?
What's going on, Rosebud?
Nothing, brother. What's happening with you?
I seen the caption about respect is earned, and I had to call in and holler at you for a second.
All right, what's up?
Now, I was raised to believe that old folks get respect no matter what.
That's a different Wait. That's a different kind of respect.
The respect
I'm talking about is the respect you get from what you do or do not do in your life. The respect you're talking about is shit that they gonna get because they older, because you're a senior and you supposed to respect them. You supposed to honor in what they, not honor in what they say, but honor what they say and that, doing that, is part of how you gain your respect. You feel me?
Okay, so you're talking about when you walk into a room, people are supposed to judge you, then respect you, right?
Well, people may judge you, but they gonna respect you. I don't care about a motherfucker judging me. You can judge me up or
exactly.
down, it don't matter. But your ass better approach me and say the shit you supposed to say correctly or I'm having a problem with talking to you.
Right, and that's got nothing in... You didn't learn that. That's just your presence. That's just who you are as a person. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, yeah, but I don't agree. But what's your point?
My point is that respect is given, especially when somebody on a lower level, especially when somebody on a lower level recognizes it.
See, let me tell you something. Respect. You don't even listen when you talk. You know, you said respect is given. And I'm saying, bro, I want to stop you so we can talk about that point, but you're going to keep running your mouth. You wouldn't get respect. You'll get dick. Because you don't even see what I'm saying. But you certainly did it. And when you listen to this, you will hear that you did it. So what I was saying that for is get your own motherfucking show and spot out your goddamn beliefs, man. I don't care if you don't agree with me, but I don't want you coming on here trying to tell me what respect is when my show is telling you it's earned. And if you don't earn it, motherfucker, fuck you in your ass. Is that respect? Is me saying that shit to you respect? You quiet, motherfucker. No, you take too long to talk because you're scary. You didn't expect me to tell you this shit. I ain't kissing your ass, and you ain't got no respect from me. You got to earn it,
that's not true, bud.
What?
That's not true, bud. That's not true. I think a lot about what your videos have been put on, so
I
was trying to come at you correct.
What you think about my videos. I don't care. I ain't mentioned that shit. This is what's wrong with you motherfuckers. You don't follow the conversation.
Well, that's the only way I know you, bud. That's the only way I know you. I haven't had a conversation.
I don't care how you know me. I care what you're saying. I care how you come across. And what I'm saying is two things. You can't come on my goddamn show and tell me what the fuck it is. You either agree or disagree, and that's that. I don't care which one. But if you're going to open your mouth and say, what I'm talking about, respect is earned, ain't right. It's given.
Well,
then fuck you.
Can we go through a scenario right quick, man?
Can you what?
Can we go through a scenario right quick, man? A for example?
What kind of fucking scenario, man? What? Come on.
Okay. You got this little young buck, and he don't care about nothing or nobody. How is just being around him going to make him respect you by act of 5 minutes?
Be quiet, man. Let me answer the goddamn question. Because being around me, he going to see that I do care about different things. He going to see me helping other young motherfuckers out. He going to see me trying to say something to him. He going to see me doing all the things that little motherfuckers be watching. And that scenario is what every fucking little boy is today. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about nothing. They don't give a fuck about tradition. They don't
there
care about Christmas. Listen, man, they don't care about Christmas. They don't care about Easter. They don't care about dressing up to go to church. They don't care about shit.
I know it.
So what the fuck are you asking me? How am I going to help this little bad motherfucker? I help him all the time by being me.
No. Not help him. How is he supposed to respect you as a person and as a man when he doesn't care?
Well, you are a strong motherfucker. Let me tell you something. I'm going to put you back in the queue. I said help him. Helping him will make him respect me, fool. You don't listen. All you want to do is talk, and you fucking wrong. That's why you ain't got no respect, nigga. A white boy, whoever you are, I don't know. 313, what's up?
What's the deal, bud? How you doing? This Rod Griff.
Hey, Rod, what's happening, brother?
I'm doing good, by the way. Just going off the last caller. It's something missing before people can get this game. I believe they need a prerequisite and just understanding principles of manhood before they can use this shit.
Well,
like you tell him.
Go ahead.
You told him what it was to earn respect. His analogy was, if an older man doesn't know a younger man, how is he going to get the respect from him? By earning it. Simply as that. I'm going to know the respect you. I don't know you. If you want it, you got to earn it.
Right. That's why you're doing well, bro. Because motherfuckers don't science. They don't critically think. You took that further than the statement. That fool that was talking only went as far as the statement. The statement got him talking. No, man, your critical thoughts need to get you talking, and that's why you broke it down to where it could be understood. You don't know me. You ain't respecting me unless I show you you should. Now, that's common fucking sense. But people don't have common sense these days, man. They don't even use it if they have it. They want somebody to tell them shit. They want somebody to agree with them. They don't want to be a man like this punk motherfucker. He can't think. He can't stand up and defend what he thinks. He just want to say what he thinks. I'm saying this, bro. You got young motherfuckers out there seeing you every day. Now, they don't give a fuck about shit. They see you an older cat in your 20s. Your car is always shine. You know, you ain't suited and booted, but you dress neatly. You respectful. You know, you ain't no punk. Hey, little boy, well, you know, whatever. You know, they just spoke to you before. This is all you, your responses, is all showing them they should respect you. And when anyone get disrespectful, you gonna say, you little motherfucker prick, you know, and you gonna check him. That's how life is, man. And them little motherfuckers learn from us, Rod. So you keep your shit straight like you got it, man. Because they, the little motherfuckers in your life right now, watching your ass. They ain't letting you know it because they're little badass boys. But they watching you, man. So that's why we gotta be proper, man. You know, I say it to you guys all the time. The whole world is a stage. And everybody is playing a part. Just make sure you handle your part. You're being watched because this is a stage. Life is like an ongoing play. And you can't flub your lines if you want to do good or get a good review. You've been calling in every video, and I'm loving it, man. Stay sharp. But remember, don't explain what you're thinking on the air. You can comment on what you're thinking, but don't explain it because you're giving game away that you paid for. You feel me?
And I actually had a question. I wanted to ask how you came with a calculation for your game. Like, how did you put a number value on SW in your confidence course?
Well, you don't think like that first. You know, the value to me could be 100, but the value to the next motherfucker could be 10. Now, I'm saying if I get my 100 out of it, that's what I get. But as long as he gets his 10, he getting everything he think is worth too. He just ain't getting what you're getting.
Because, you know, when they go to the site, it's $1,300 for it or whatever, you'd be like, wow, or whatever. But after you get the game, you go through the course, you'd be like, man.
Because that little $1,300 is pittance to what you got.
Right.
I mean, it's like 12 cents. That $1,300 is like 12 cents when you put it along the value of what you got from fucking with SWU. And Rod, I hear it in your voice, man. You're taking it with you, man. I'm glad. You're supposed to, because it does not stop when you graduate. When you graduate, it's only beginning. Now you got to go out and keep yourself sharp, thinking the way you've learned to think, or else you're going to go right back to thinking what you was thinking. Because thinking should not ever stop, and you should not ever not want to control your goddamn thoughts. And this is ongoing for life. For life, bro. And what I'm saying is you might not see me doing what you're doing because I do it naturally. You know, because I do it in a way that people can't see what I'm doing because I don't want them to see what I'm doing. I just want them to learn what I'm doing.
Mm.
Hey, man, keep doing what you're doing, man. This is the only way this shit is going to become you. Taking scenarios you hear, taking things that happen, and using the shit you learn to analyze it. Feel me?
Yes, sir.
All right, Rod, that was some good shit. 916, what's up?
Right on.
Hello? 916, what's up?
What's good, man? I don't know if you can hear me. Am I heard?
Yes, I can hear you. Let's go.
All right, man, you know, appreciate everything you do, man. And what I get from what you say is mostly about belief in yourself. I just got married from living like a style with many women, and I'm putting all this, putting all these standards on my wife that she can't fulfill. And I found out that I got to diversify and put my energy in my businesses and what I need to do. And I'm trying to see, does that happen from just belief and my respect for myself?
Hey, bro, listen. See, when people talk, and they use words, diversify, all that kind of goddamn shit, they running from what they're talking about. Because diversify in what way? What are you talking about? Let's stop. Don't answer. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about you putting all these commands on the sheet can't handle, blah, blah, blah. Come on, man. You can't say shit like that without saying what the shit is.
Okay. I would say let's say I had three different women. One was finances. One would fuck me the way I want. One would be a friend. When I decided to get married, I tried to put those standards on my wife that she can be all of that. She has the potential, but she's not there yet. So
stop.
my meaning.
Stop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How come she ain't there yet?
Because my personal belief is that I don't respect myself to leader all the way or know how to walk it out. You know what I mean?
Stop. Listen to what you're saying. Listen to what you're saying. Who needs work, your wife or you?
I need work.
So what I'm saying is you're approaching this all wrong.
Okay.
You're trying to approach it like you a badass motherfucker just having some kind of problem. And you want to talk about it. You ain't none of that. You already admitted that you do not direct your woman. You already admitted that you accepting, you're settling for what something that you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you're going to be very unhappy in your life. So what I'm saying, bro, you're doing this. This has nothing to do with your woman. It has nothing to do with anything other than you believing what the fuck you think and acting on it. What are you saying about?
Excuse me, I'm sorry, what was that?
What are you what are you doing that for? What are you agreeing with?
I'm agreeing that just the belief in myself. That's what I was beating around the bush, but it's just belief in my own thoughts is what got me here. And that goes back to the respect from self for myself and the belief in myself.
Bro, check this out. The way you come at shit around the bush, it ain't gonna help you. Because it's hard. You're getting beaten around the bush responses. That's why I say stop. And I cut you off because I don't want to go that route. I want to go straight to the point so we can fucking stop the point.
I'm listening.
The point is, and you haven't admitted it to yourself, that you a punk motherfucker that don't believe what you think. Now that's hard.
That's some hard.
But that's real.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to say that to yourself. Yeah.
It's not hard to say it to yourself. It's hard to accept the truth.
Mhm. Mhm.
So you gotta quit being a punk first. Then you gotta apply what being serious is. But you're still at a loss because you don't even know how to quit being a punk. Because you don't even know what punk shit you be doing. This shit is so natural to you motherfuckers now. If somebody don't point it out, you'll never see it. Because you don't think you're doing it. Period. So, bro, what's good about talking to me, you think? Just on off the top of your head, what's good about talking to me?
I mean, you remind me what I believe I already know, and it's just motivation and reaffirming what I know I need to do already. That's why I like listening to you, bro.
Check this out, brother. That you said is right. But the reason is don't talking to me is because I'm going to see past what you're saying. I'm going to apply it to what I'm knowing I'm getting from you. And my answers are going to be to push your ass to where I know you can go. I'm not accepting those shortcomings. I'm not accepting no answer that's halfway in. I don't give a fuck with no motherfucking thing. I give a fuck what they do. And what you need to do, bro, is slow your ass down. You need to start figuring out how to believe in yourself. Because listen, man, if you can't think it and do it, you ain't shit. You think it.
I'll see that.
Listen, if you think it, and then you got to think about it, and then you got to rethink it, man, you didn't took too long. Life is not like that. You got to think it and do it. And the only way you can do that is to quit bullshitting yourself so you can believe what you think. The reason you don't believe what you think is because you have so many bullshit thoughts in what you think. You ain't taking a chance on going for what you think because you know you bullshitting. Think of this, bro. Are you going to think to rob a bank?
No.
Are you going to think to rape some woman?
No.
Are you going to think to kill somebody?
No.
So what I'm saying is, why can't you do what you think when you think it? Because you're actually thinking the proper thought on your first thought, because your first thought is the real thought. Other thoughts have been filtered through your mind. If you think this right now and you do it right now, that's the raw thought. If you think it right now and you think about it, then you do it. You didn't water it down. You won't fight raw, brother. You won't fight raw. Think it, do it. You ain't gonna do shit. You ain't gonna do nothing to hurt people or hurt yourself. You ain't gonna think to jump off the bridge. So why worry about those kind of thoughts? You're not gonna even do that shit. Apply the words to what it means. Otherwise, trust yourself, believe that you're thinking the best thought for you, and fucking do it.
One right there?
You understand what I'm saying, bro?
Yes, sir.
Good?
Yes, sir.
All right. 336, what's up?
Hey, I just got one question. How and what skills does it take to compete with slicker, smarter, sharper person? How and what skills does it take to compete with people that are smarter, older, you know, slicker.
Hey, listen, stop. There's only one skill you need, and that's to listen. And that skill is it's really a skill. Because you motherfuckers don't listen. You just let words pass through you, and you don't give a damn what them words mean. But the only way you're going to be able to get sharp is to be around sharper motherfuckers. Otherwise, I'm talking about me and baby was talking to me, Mike, you know, and I want to, you know, let this bitch know where I'm coming from. So while she was talking, you know, I looked in the mirror and, you know, dealt with my motherfucking mustache, and then I got them tied my shoe. Now, you just listen to the words I'm using. But what the fuck am I saying? You don't have to answer that. What I'm saying is that's how you get sharp. Old motherfuckers saying what they're saying it the way they saying it, but they aren't saying what the fuck you're hearing. Because what I was saying, tying my shoe and shit, was that I really didn't want to listen to this bitch shit, you know, and this motherfucker running her mouth. So, I just start paying attention to some shit about me. That's what you should have got from that. And if you got that, then you sharp. Are you sharper? And that's how you got to look at life. You can't expect people to be saying the exact words you're trying to hear to learn what you need to learn. You cannot say who the messenger is going to be. You cannot say what the messenger is going to look like. You can only hear the message. You might not think a female should be a politician, and this female politician say some shit that's really on point in your life. Are you going to fucking not hear it because she's female? I'm saying fuck the messenger. It's the message, bro, that's important. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. Thank you.
All right, bro. The show. 254, what's going on?
What's going on, bro?
I'm good.
Oh, man, I had a question, man, about particularly pertaining to the topic, but I was just wondering, man, what's your thoughts on... So, like, I got a relationship, I'm in a relationship with my girl. We have a baby or whatever. She's pregnant. And I mean, she don't give me no problems or nothing like that. Like, everything is cool. But she's not into the same shit that I'm into as far as, like, meditation and going on walks and shit like that. So my question is, like I really want to be there, like, have that home for my kids, but
All you doing is trying to reinforce some bullshit in your head about not being responsible. Because what I'm saying, if the bitch walks with you, listen to me quiet, please. If she walk with you or not, if she don't do this or that you don't think is going to be comparable to you, you supposed to stop fucking with that bitch and take care of your kid. Period.
Right.
You ain't supposed to be talking about nothing about that bitch. You already see she ain't your kind of motherfucker. This is what I'm talking about. You motherfuckers don't do what you think. What you think, your first thought is right. The rest of them, you watering it down with the bullshit you think about the problem. Because what I'm saying is, what is going to stop you from taking care of your baby?
Nothing.
That's right. So what's the point of talking about this bitch? Because that's
no
all
point.
That's right or wrong, bro.
You're right.
Why don't we deal with the real shit? Why do you want to deal with the bullshit? Because about the bitch walking with you and all that old goddamn shit, that's bullshit. It's not bullshit to want it, but it's bullshit to let it be a big deal. Fuck that bitch walking with me. Fuck that bitch meditating with me. If that's what it is. Now, if you need her to do it, then okay. But what I'm saying is, I wouldn't need the bitch to meditate if I liked her anyway. you know, she didn't do this shit and I still like her, I wouldn't need her to do it. I wouldn't need her to do it. I would quit tripping on it. I already like the bitch. What else do I need? I don't need her to meditate with me because I don't need her to reinforce my meditation. I don't need this bitch to walk with me because I don't need her to enforce or reinforce my exercise routine. What I'm saying, bro, if you be honest, all you doing is faking. If you be honest and you take what we say to heart, you'll admit that you just a fake motherfucker scared of life. I'm waiting on you, bro.
I ain't hear the. I heard you. The last thing I heard you say, you're a fake motherfucker waiting scared of life. I ain't hear the clip.
I'm saying to be saying the shit you saying, and to have listened to the shit we just spoke about, you would have to be a fake motherfucker to believe the bullshit you saying. Did you hear that, bro?
Yeah, I heard you.
So what I'm saying, what time is it to you?
Time to man up and stop being fake.
Well, first, you got to admit whether you see you are fake or not.
I don't feel like I'm fake. I mean,
stop. What motherfucker that believes what they doing is the shit gonna believe some other motherfucker that see that shit is bullshit, punk shit? What motherfucker gonna believe him when I say, man, that shit you believe in is punk shit? That motherfucker that I'm talking to gonna say, man, I believe this shit is the shit. Who am I to tell him it ain't? But what I'm saying is, can you see going anywhere with the shit you talking about? Or can you see a dead end? Because that's where you at, bro.
Yeah, dead end.
Really, man? Do you understand what I'm telling you?
I do. I do.
So you don't want to be at a dead end?
Nah.
I'm all right, you guys. I'm just old. This weed handling me. I be smoking that. That's why I don't smoke as much as I used to when I'm live, because the weed had me coughing. The people be saying, "Oh, gee, you all right? Hey, you know, maybe telling me what to do and shit. I'm fine. I'm just motherfucking smoking this week." But, bro, my point to you is that you faking on yourself by using real instances that can be viable as far as counterproductive, but you're letting them be viable instead of seeing that they can be counterproductive and doing the things that make them productive. See, that's what you guys don't do. You don't want to work. You just want to see something and then you want somebody to give you the answer to what to do. Bro, even if I saw what you saw and I knew exactly what you was going through, I couldn't tell you what to do. You want to know why, bro? Because whatever I tell you is going to be what I think. And the only person that knows what I would do after making that statement is me. So I can tell you what to say, but what I say is going to have a whole bunch of follow-up statements representing the same thing I said. Whereas when you say what I say, right there, you done. Because you may be able to follow up the statement, but since it ain't your thought, you don't know what the fuck I was thinking. That's why I don't tell motherfuckers what to say. I make them believe in themselves. Open your fucking mouth. I don't give a fuck what it is, motherfucker. I want to hear what you would say. Lord, motherfucker, if you can't talk, you ain't getting no information because I ain't telling you what to say. Now, people think that's chicken shit. And it is. Because I'm chicken shit. I'm a wife is chicken shit. Ain't giving a fuck about what you thinking. Life don't care nothing about what you thinking. It only cares if you can manipulate it so you can live. That's all life cares about. That's all anybody care about. That's, I'm telling you, all you should care about. Fuck all the bullshit you motherfuckers be thinking. It's just a ploy to make you motherfuckers not think about what's important. And what's important is deciding who the fuck you are and what the fuck you want to do with your goddamn life. Because if you don't, you're going to be like the average motherfucker in America. Miserable. Because their life caught up with them. They didn't make their life daily. I'm telling you, fellas, you got to understand. 254, you too. You got to understand, all you guys. If you don't take this shit and control this shit is going to have you miserable when you get my fucking age. You're going to be needing them canes. You're going to be needing to stand in some fucking line. You're going to be old and you ain't going to have no fucking thoughts about what you're going to do. Because just because you're old don't mean you're supposed to stop having a life. I believe shit that promotes me to be and act and look the way I do. And it's those thoughts that do things for me. It ain't shit else. And I'm telling you, what you think can make or break you. And you need to understand that. All of us. 313, what's up?
Yeah, can you hear me, Rosebud?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I just put a question on the chat. And my question is about respect being earned is whether it should be demanded as well, because I was always taught to think like you should demand people's respect of you, and if you have to ask, then they ain't gonna do it.
Hey, bro, check this out. I've talked about demanding and commanding. And you gave a perfect example of demanding. Excuse me, you guys. You gave me a perfect example of demanding. And you said at the end of that example that if you got to ask, you ain't getting it. Now, listen to me, bro. Do you know the difference between demand and command?
That's right. Yeah, demand.
Go ahead.
Demand is when you have to present your force, probably physically or whatever kind of way. But when you command is when your presence is felt. It automatically happens, automatically, naturally.
Thank you, brother. Now listen to me. What I'm saying is, you said you believe you got to demand your respect. So if you have to demand your respect, are you really getting respect?
Not at all.
So you should not have to demand your respect. You should command respect. They watch your moves. They see your history. They see ain't nothing about you fake. And they give you respect when they see you.
I got it. But I just joined the line. That's why I just came in with that question, because I just joined.
No, brother, you ain't got to explain shit. What I'm going to ask you is this. Which one do you want to do?
Command, of course.
You're exactly right. You don't want to demand shit. That's why you have to be the only thing you think about. Because you have to be sure every fucking thing you do is earning what the fuck you're expecting to get. You doing the proper thing. You're saying the proper thing. You got the right motherfucking attitude, gestures. Everything is you're seeing everything you do, and everything you do is on purpose because you know the whole world is the same. And no matter what the fuck you're doing, somebody's watching. You got to think like that, all of you. Really?
That's right.
Okay, brother, I appreciate that. And plus, the shit you said was cool. Don't get me wrong. It was cool. So listen, you guys. What I'm saying is, you do, or maybe you don't. You should remember that I started out with my male confidence course at $40. And now it's $850. And it's going to go up. Why? Because over the years, 15, I've proven all I claimed about it. Everything I claim about it, I've proven it. Because I'm still here. Same channel. Same product. Doing the same shit. Otherwise, I'm not changing every 6 months, updating because it's something new that I forgot or I learned. No, motherfucker, this shit has been going, that I'm talking about, been going on for thousands of years. The only thing it does is evolve. 10 years it this way, the next 10 is going to be another way. Not different from the way that you learned, but not the way you learned it. It's going to be whatever's going on these 10 years. And if you ain't ready for that, fuck you. What I'm saying, after I proved my point with SWU, you might think it's worth, or you might think it'll be worth taking a loan out to enroll, because I know the proof is in the pudding. We all know pudding take a little while to make correctly. I'm on it. I'm really on this. I'm trying to make my shit. I don't want it to cost no $100,000, but I want it to cost way more than it do. See, people like us, you know, be on a path, and when shit happens, most of us aren't prepared. I'm telling you. You got to remember those exits that I asked you about a few days ago. So on the freeway, there's exits. I mean, you can stay on the freeway, and you might get to where you're going. But if you know where you want to go and there's an exit right close to it, you could take that exit and get right there. Now, what I'm saying is I didn't really get a lot of response on that. But most of you that did respond was on the right track. Well, not necessarily the right track, but most of you. Because I said it's the unknown. You can return to what you know. Or you can go to the unknown, or you can go to the twilight zone. Now, you motherfuckers chose the twilight zone. I wouldn't take the twilight zone, because in there, you have no control over events, over situations. The twilight zone is some mysterious place that shit happens. So, I would take the unknown path. On that path, you know, I didn't took it, so I'm going to search for indications of things along this path that's telling me shit I need to know, or shit I can read into. Now, this knowledge is going to assist me in the ultimate goal of getting through this path. I definitely wouldn't want to return to the nothingness that I, you know, started me searching. So those three paths, most men, they don't realize. They're sleep. And when you're out looking for women, you sleep walking. That's why you do the same shit over and over and over and over and over and over and over every time you go out. Now let's look at politics for a second. If you took questions and answered, I mean, not put a spin on it because of your affiliation, just simply answer the questions. And you see that those answers would be quite simple. But just as politicians do, you guys won't answer direct questions. You won't answer the question because you know your answer is going to bring more questions. More questions that you can't defend because you already know how many holes is in your fucking situation. Question. So you got to understand, before a motherfucker like me answer, thought of all these things. Person like you, you're going to cover yourself like these goddamn gurus do. All these fake-ass motherfucking gurus. Let me tell you something. Have you ever seen me put up an article or some kind of site for you to go to or some shit or fad or whatever the fuck to make my point? No. I don't need that fucking shit. Those fake gurus do. Those fake motherfuckers that know all about every fad. Why? Because they look them up so that they can sell you shit about it. Man, I don't give a fuck about no fad. I ain't getting a fuck. I ain't no motherfucking weak person. And I ain't gonna let no article speak for me. I'm a motherfucking person who knows what I think and what believe. You ain't seen me use one article to verify or support what I think. But most of you motherfuckers cannot make a statement without going to some kind of site that you know is speaking for you. Reference this, reference that. Man, please. Scholastically, you might want to do that, but you want to cite it. You want to say where you got it from, what page it's on. But who want to do all that to talk? I'm saying, you guys don't believe in yourselves. You are very weak dudes. To me, I don't want you to see the shit you need for support. I just don't want you to see it. Well, I don't want you to see it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see that shit. I understand the way life is, so I can't tell you what to think. But I know I don't have to listen to that goddamn shit either. You can't call into my show telling me what to fucking think because of what you think. If your motherfucking ass believes in what you think, you wouldn't even be on the goddamn phone calling me. You wouldn't need to. So I never go to any, you know, when I was on Facebook, I never would go to somebody's page and comment on their shit. I don't spout my anti-Republican shit on nobody's shit but my shit. So what gives your motherfucking ass the right to spawn all your goddamn thoughts to my black ass? Because to me, allow time for a motherfucker to respond, you know, shit like that, then, you know, I can give a damn if the motherfucker ever talk to me again. I'm not tripping like that. I don't, you know, depend on that kind of stuff. And I know you motherfuckers think that I go hard on, you know, maybe you ain't bought my product or whatever. Maybe I go hard. But I ask you, could a person who have not ever put a baseball glove on, could that person actually know how to play baseball? Because that's you. You never did shit, but you didn't read up on it. You didn't read all the articles. And you can support what you said with this article. But is that going to let you actually feel that ball? Is that going to actually assure that you're throwing an arrow to the motherfucking first baseman and throw that motherfucker out? No, it doesn't. You just read up on it. You're like a wannabe ball player. Because without the basics, without getting the basics down before you even talk about, excuse me, being good enough to play, you ain't shit. Excuse me, fellas. What I'm saying is, how can I help some motherfucker who has no understanding, no basis, or no nothing to understand what the fuck we're talking about? Well, we're going to say shit to each other. Shouldn't we understand each other? I don't call myself entertaining any of you. I don't want to be thought of like some kind of fucking entertainer. So if that's what you're listening to me for, you do both of us a favor by just stop listening. Because I'm serious about helping elevate men's mental state of mind when it comes to women. When it comes to life, really. But what is life if you're a heterosexual man without women? I'll handle time to entertain you. I do know that kicking it with a motherfucker like me is an enjoyable situation, and we're going to laugh and have fun. But I ain't trying to entertain you, motherfucking ass. 862. What's up with you, brother?
Yeah, what's going on, bud?
Nothing was happening.
No, I was going to say, I agree with you that respect should be earned.
Hey,
but
bro.
I'm about to,
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, my bad. Oh, yeah, I was saying, I agree that respect should be earned. But also, if we focus on our grind and doing what we got to do, we shouldn't worry about respect. We should worry about not tolerating disrespect. You agree with that?
No.
Okay.
You shouldn't worry about disrespect. You should always be concerned about your respect. Period, man. See, you're not a gangster, but those gangsters, the reason you got to show them respect, the reason they got to see that you're showing respect is because that keeps them in power. So we not gangsters. We don't want motherfuckers to be afraid of what we represent. We want them to respect it. So everywhere we go, we want to see respect. when we experience disrespect, we don't really trip on that. We handle that right at that point. We check them.
Right, that's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. You've got to nip it in the bud. Right, right, right.
So okay. We on the same page then, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, God damn it. The 254, I think it was. He was just on. I finna the clicker on you just now, and you didn't got off, man. You impatient motherfucker. All right, bro. You know, be cool.
All right.
See, I want my shit to enlighten every man that listens. I want it to do something for them as far as uplifting, not entertain them. The only motherfuckers that I want to get entertainment out of the shit I say are the alpha men who have taken the time to earn being able getting the jokes. Yeah, I say little funny things that I think is funny. And it go over most of your motherfucking heads, but there's motherfuckers that have gotten sharp. And they fucking get it. Just because it's funny does not mean you should laugh. I'm spending an hour talking about that shit. Let's talk about some man shit. Excuse me. I've been asked and asked 402. I see you up there. What's up with you, bro?
Oh, yeah, bro. Hey, man, I got a question, player. Man, hey, man, how do you handle disrespect from another man, you know what I'm saying, by keeping it cool?
Well, you got to, first of all, there's no violence. Do you know why I say that?
No, I'm trying to chop up and listen, man.
Listen. The reason I say that is because when you run out of words, you didn't run out of game. So we ain't never running out of game. So there's no violence. You gonna take the words so the motherfucker didn't disrespect you. As long as he didn't stick his finger in your booty, you ain't got to do nothing physical. But now, the motherfucker just said some shit. You supposed to say, well, man, if you really think like that, you know, let's say the motherfucker just said, man, I ought to come over there and slap you in your motherfucking face. Instead of saying, well, come on and do it, motherfucker. You're supposed to say something like, well, damn, man, your arms must be long as a motherfucker. It don't seem like you could slap me from way over there. You know why you do that?
I'm listening.
You let that motherfucker know. If you want to come over here and get in my space, man, come on, man. But about you slapping me, that's some shit. Man, I've done that exact thing several times. And the motherfucker never, not that I was bad as fuck, but that sounds like an invitation. Come over here and slap me then, motherfucker. But it's not an invitation. Just to let that motherfucker know you can stand over there and talk that shit all you want, but it's not phasing me. And when he think like that, he has to wonder, do I want to go up in this motherfucker's face and start talking shit? Because if he wanted to do that, he would have came over to me at first. That motherfucker want to talk shit from where he at because he know we ain't going to get into no problems. But if I let his little bullshit, you know, call me out, I might be building his reputation up. I don't know. So I avoid it. I kill it. Man, you know, shit. You know what I'm saying? Because if I wanted to slap you, motherfucker, I'd be over there before I said it. I ain't going to tell you I might want to slap you and start coming towards you. Ain't that a bitch? I'm telling you, you gotta think fast, man. You got to think shit through before you make a move. And you got to be able to do that in 1 second. You can't take longer than 1 second to think all the shit I just said. And this is what believing is what you think does for you. It allows you to be spontaneous and react, because every fucking thing you're reacting to and the way you're reacting is all supportive of your direction, the way you're going in your life. And if you got to be reminded to do that, you ain't quick. You got a lot to learn. Ain't nothing wrong with having a lot to learn, but you better accept you got a lot to learn. Because if you don't know how to make everything, you know, in your face, bro, nothing goes, well, I ain't going to say nothing, but not very much shit goes on in my life that don't go in my favor. I'm talking about as far as interaction.
All right,
with people.
Appreciate
it. All right, bro. All
right.
So, let me just say something. This is real man shit. People ask, what do women want? They really be asking that. Then what do women want? I know the first thing a woman motherfucking wants. It is a dude who actually know what the fuck he wants. You motherfuckers are so undecisive. You just so want to get along. Like Rodney King, can we just all get along? No. Somebody's got to lead and somebody's got to follow. Two leaders got to have two ships. Two people with one leader can be on one ship. Now, the motherfuckers with two ships, liable to get where they going, just like the motherfucker with one ship, liable to get where he going. But I'm saying this, I would be happier on one ship. So I'm not just trying to be on a ship. I'm trying to be happy on a fucking ship. So I'm going my way. One. So like I'm saying, if you know, what you want as a man, don't you think that would include women? You know what kind of woman you want? I mean, you know, shit. See, women, what do they want? Besides knowing what he wants, as far as a man knowing, they want a man to know what he wants. They also want a man to know what kind of woman he wants. Now, it's critically important that, you know, you guys understand that the number one reason you lose women is that you don't fucking know what kind of woman you want. And the reason this is important is it's going to take much more than the first excitement that you feel when you with, you know, a new person to remain together. So otherwise, if you want more than to just get the pussy, you better be fucking with more than pussy. Because the next thing a woman wants is a man who is able to recognize her. Hey, you got to be able to recognize the kind of woman she is. And you have to verbalize it. Not pretty, not none of that bullshit. Because it's extremely important for a woman to see. It's extremely important for a woman to be seen by her man for who the fuck she actually is. Now, if she's a little big, a little bit overweight, and you want to fuck with her on a permanent or, you know, basis, you got to find, you know, ways to compliment her that actually accepts and acknowledges what's obvious. If she's overweight, you got to think of things. It's a girl, how I can, you know, rotund back. Or whatever, not rotund, that's too big. I don't mean she's that big. I mean, she's just a little overweight. What I'm saying is you don't need a 10 woman to have a truly good woman. You just don't. 9 out of 10 tens make the worst fucking mates you could have in life. They too concerned with how they look to even let you fuck the shit out of them. They gotta have a mirror beside them. You think they you think she got the mirror to look, you know, look at it, and how you fucking the shit out of her? No, she's making sure her curls is in the right place. Her eye makeup is right. That's all she see, these things, little things that I'm talking about are gigantic problems in a lot of relationships. So, excuse me again. My hay fever is really fucking with me. And I'm just getting clogged up every 5 minutes, seems like. These just are important facts that women be looking for in a man. They look for it so they can distinguish you from the average motherfucker. Whether you're in the streets or not, if you don't know what you want, neither will she. Confidence in the fact that, you know, you're going to get what you want. See, that's another reason why you guys don't identify shit. You don't believe you're going to get it. You don't believe you're going to get what you want. But that's only because you never try to go further than one. What we do at Sidewalk University, we want shit for about 15 seconds. And every motion after that is to get it. Whatever the fuck we want ain't coming to us because we want it. It's only coming because we went and got it after we identified that we wanted it. This is critical thinking, fellas. You can't stop at wanting something, which is what you guys do. You never go get it. That's why we the go-getters. Sidewalk University has a complete theme, and we are the motherfucking go-getters. We know that what we know can be expressed the moment we hit the sidewalk. Oh, you do know that's my motherfucking name of my school, Sidewalk University. Because we ready. When we graduate, we are ready. Why? Because I demand it. I'm taking you through shit that's going to make you grow. But I'm also taking you through shit that's going to make you punk out. If you got punk in you, I want to see it. Quickly. First, I'm going to try to help you eliminate it. But then when I see you can't, then I'm like, you knowing you're going to drop out. I don't give a fuck. I already got your money if it's about money. It's really not. I don't want anybody to drop out. I want you to be able to stand it. The 50% drop out. But I'll be having 30 or 40 motherfuckers in, so I still have 20 or whatever students after the 50% drop out. But that core group that's left, I have somebody that has been exposed to shit that they have not experienced, and they're not scared because they're still here. I can work with this motherfucker. Yeah. I can work with this motherfucker. Because no matter, you know, what you guys think, you need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt what kind of woman strikes your fancy. And when you meet her, you need to have the tools to maintain her. I don't mean material tools. I mean the conversation, the wit, the social skills, and the sexual prowess to have that bitch. No matter what you motherfuckers think, no matter how you feel, a woman wants a man who is a competent lover and escort. If you are among the many thousands of motherfuckers who think you need to read some kind of goddamn catch a woman book, or you gotta go for all that pickup goddamn artist technique shit, only to still come home alone, is because you haven't realized what is important in life. A woman can see that you don't know what's important a mile away. And this is especially when you are up close and personal, which is why a lot of you motherfuckers would rather text. A woman wants a man who is capable of handling himself in any situation. From the lobby to the penthouse. Chantel, that's the title of your book, nigga, I know. Fuck you, man. From the lobby to the penthouse of life. She want a motherfucker who knows the difference between spending money and fucking it off. If she can see where she's going dealing with you, she can see this because of the moves you make. You make these moves, they sharp. She can see how they help. She know you planned it. So you guys don't be close. The thing is, she can't see any of that shit if you can't catch her. And you'll never catch her until you be honest with your goddamn self and learn who the fuck you are. That's what I have on you guys. I know who I am, and ain't no way in the fuck am I scared of it. I know what I can't do. I know what the fuck I'm scared of. I mean, I know how to deal with me. So long as I deal with me and bring that me to the bitch, I ain't got no problems. See, I know, you know, you think I go hard on motherfuckers. But I ask you, I'm telling you, if you ain't really got no basis to understand what we say to each other, goddamn. That's arrogant. Matter of fact, let's talk about arrogance. Do any of you motherfuckers actually know what arrogance is? You think you know something, and you react to what you think it is. But what you think it is wrong. What I'm saying is arrogance is feeling or showing self-importance and contempt or disregard for other people. Now, what I'm saying is when you think about arrogance, do any of you ever think about all that? Because that's what it means. See, This is why you can't win. You don't care what time it is. The only way I can really talk about arrogance is if you all know what it means. This is the only way you can win in life. This is what my course is all about. Accepting what time it is. My course is about how you can take your own personality and win with it. You ain't boring. You're not aware of what is actually exciting about you. And since you don't think anything is exciting about you, you think I'm bullshitting right now. I'm not. You can find out how your inner self is as really fly as I am. In order to do this shit, you just got to admit to yourself that you be trying to skate around all the parts of life that you think is a little difficult or will require a little too much of your precious time. Stop lying to yourself and blaming the negative results you get on me. Not many of you do that, but I think that sounds good. What I'm saying is this, fellas, really. You got to accept that I give everybody this warning. Don't make the mistake of seeing yourself gain confidence and allowing that fact to make you arrogant. I tell everybody that. And I also tell them that there's a thin line between arrogance and confidence. Being confident is shown by speaking clearly and assuredly. And you do that by being well informed on life events. Arrogance is acting confident, knowing nothing, and pretending as you do. As if you do, excuse me. If you want my course to help you, you got to be honest with yourself and use the flexible exercise that you find in part three of, 1.0, which helps you to be flexible when in conversation. This means that you no longer need a certain way for a conversation to flow. You know how to steer this conversation. See, a lot of you motherfuckers don't know what's important. Conversation is a tool or a weapon. And the way we're using it, it should be a tool. Because we're using it to catch. But the thing is, if you don't know how to steer a conversation, how you gonna catch? Conversations don't all go your way. You need to get all the parts to any hole for whatever that hole is counting to work. My course is no different. You can't get two of the parts and learn whatever the fuck you learned from that and then start talking about the course. Because the course got seven parts. You just can't get a fraction of what you need and expect full success. You also got to accept to learn for you to learn. You got to learn how to use and maintain the information you get. This shit requires some dedication. If you really want to learn this shit, you have to be dedicated. And just like Rod Greer had called in, he graduated straight A's, and the motherfucker still working, still applying it. And he only graduated a month ago. But what I'm saying is he see the value. There's real value in utilizing this course. And I know you all think that you're kind of sharper than me. Because, you know, you're in the 21st century and I'm still in the 20th century. But this shit took me over 2 years. Back in the 80s, it took me over 2 years to fully understand. And it took me more years to master it. How can you expect to undo something in a matter of months? That took you fucking many years to develop. You got to slow down. I know that you see yourself changing. But you need to fully be the way you're learning to be before it will actually, you know, take you to the stratosphere. Now, to me, I know I am, so I know you are too, very impatient. And you won't share right now. I know, and you need to learn. This shit ain't coming instantly. You know what? You guys gotta excuse me. My phone keep ringing, like my private phone, and there might be something important. Hey, I'm sorry, you guys. And it wasn't important. Fuck. Listen. You guys got to understand that this shit I'm talking about ain't coming instantly. You have to get it the hard way. You got to earn it. That's why this is show is respect is earned. Game, you have to earn it. If you want to do what it takes, then you can earn what it has to give. I had my fortune read to me back in the day. And it said I was in line for untold riches. Riches beyond my wildest imagination. I think I was in the streets for 2 or 3 months when I got this done. And I went on to earn my fortune in the streets. And the other day, well, not the other day, maybe a month, nothing had happened. I got my fortune read again. And the motherfucking bitch said the same, this ain't the same bitch. This is like this year. And this fucking broad said the same shit. Only she said, my greatest desires will be fulfilled. And you will only have you to thank. And I told that motherfucker, this is a stupid motherfucker that has to. Because I told that bitch, I beg the difference. You know, when I get to that plateau of my life this time, I'm going to have a lot of motherfuckers I've never met to thank. And that's all you motherfuckers. I'm serious. You motherfuckers is really doing shit for me. You motherfuckers help keep me alive. And you keep me wanting to stay true to this game. And be down. I mean, I really thank you guys about that shit. I know what side my bread is buttered on. It ain't from no street shit no more. It's from you. It's from what we have developed. So I got to say salute to us. We deserve it. Because I want to enjoy what we work. I got it together, but I just got hella shit on my plate right now. I may need to refocus. a little. Hey, where are my calls? I got 200 people on here listening, and they're a motherfucker, and they're mine. My projects, I'm telling you, they just consumed. I really think that talking to you motherfuckers makes me think of shit to do. As it is the case, you motherfuckers, you're lagging as hell. But all that shit been taking precedence in my life, my projects. And a wise man once told me, if you can think it, you can do it. The only thing you cannot do is the thing you have not thought of. And I thank my original mentor every day I wake up. Yeah, I do thank God, but I'm talking about Clint Dixon Sr., my dad. He was on our case from the day we was born. That's why I have a family of high achievers. 704, I see you. What's up, bro?
Yo, what's good, bud? Hey, I just want to give you a shout-out because I really appreciate what you're doing for the men out here, especially you and Steve.
Hey, man, I appreciate you for appreciating us, brother, because that's what we do it for. I hope we reach somebody.
Oh, yes, sir. You know what I mean? I'm big on, you know, valuing myself, and that's what y'all really be, you know, kicking around, and I appreciate that because, you know, when it comes to these ladies, you know, the more you feel yourself, the more she gonna feel you, you know what I mean?
That's it, brother. Thanks. See?
Hey, I appreciate it.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying I'm appreciate it. I'm gonna be tapped in, though.
All right, for sure. So, I got a family of high achievers. My brother that just passed had like 35 homes. And my sister that's actually, my brother was 80 when he passed. My sister that's living, who's actually a year older than him, was the head of government relations for the University Systems of California. I got another brother who was the head of Ford Motor Company. Quality control for the Western United States. I got a goddamn another brother who was a top underground cable designer for PG&E. I got another brother that so got such a high clearance in the government. According to him, he would have to kill me if he told me what he did. And these, you know, that's what he's saying. But I got a sister who's the top five linguist in New York. Got her own practice. I got another sister who's a very successful daycare center owner, or whatever you call it. And then there's me. I got more degrees than any of them motherfuckers I just mentioned. Yeah, and I'm still trying to catch up with them. I don't feel sorry for them, but I know they sitting at home bored to death with my motherfucking unruly black ass is off chasing a motherfucking ghost like I was doing when I was 21. When they ask me about it, I tell them that I had to goddamn those corners, but that motherfucker got away. I always tell them that. Only I know what it'll be worth to capture that motherfucking ghost. And I'm it. Now, is this intelligent or not? Let's see, 254, what's up, brother?
So I wanted to comment on the when you talked about the psychic lady told you about you're gonna come into untold riches and, you know, all of that. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I didn't believe her, but I believed what she said.
Right,
I didn't believe her because she running game. You see the next bitch
right.
20, 30 years later said the same shit.
Right. To me, looking at it, it seemed to me like you already living that life. Because from the shit that you say on your show, man, it ain't nothing that you want for more than a second that you don't go and get. Your bills is paid, shit, you know, you got a little chance to do what you want to do. Riches ain't always about monetary value, in my opinion.
Bro, I never said money. Nothing about money.
Right.
Neither one of them mentioned money.
Right.
And I know I didn't mention money. I know what riches are. I know riches is not material. Riches is being able to think and live comfortably according to the way you see it.
Uh-huh.
What's comfortable for me could be uncomfortable for you. So it don't mean my way is the way. But my way, as long as I can just wake up and live and I don't, you know, have any of the hindrances, I'm rich.
Right.
Period. I'm rich as
right.
me right now. I know I'm rich. And I ain't got no money. I might have $20,000, $30,000 of shit. A motherfucker, that ain't no money. That can't tell me I'm rich. Nah, man.
Right.
I got to motherfucking be able to live my life. That's why I'm rich. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. To the T.
All right. Thanks, brother. That was some good shit. I just got all the degrees. I got everything. But I don't have shit. You know, intelligence can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. And I guess it all depends on who you're speaking with. If you're in the military, intelligence most likely will mean information on the enemy. If you out here in the streets, intelligence most likely gonna mean how you act, or more importantly, what you say. Now, in a scholastic atmosphere, intelligence is your actual smarts, not necessarily your IQ. But your ability to use information acquired in a class to make your points. Now, in the life I led, my intelligence allowed me to do a lot of things. My intelligence allowed me to do things that other motherfuckers could not do. Hell yeah, I'm a street nigga. But you couldn't tell that to the CEOs I be fucking with. Even when they knew I was the infamous Rosebud, most of them motherfuckers couldn't believe it. And the business we had, they didn't really want to talk about it. They didn't want to talk about my life. It ain't because I didn't look like a fly motherfucker. I did. But it was because I could not only kick it with them on a level that intrigued them, which was the streets. It was just that I could talk to them about business. I'm saying, when I talk about any square in a position, them motherfuckers all thought like this when it came to me. And they are just truly intrigued by what pimps do. Why? Because they do. And here we are, got the bitch selling it. Yeah, they just be creaming because I could kick it on the corporate level that amazed them. And when I'm speaking with educators, I can kick it with them on a scholastic level as well. I'm an intelligent human being formally and informally trained for intellectual combat or intellectual revelry. Most people don't realize the importance of what I just said, or being mobile. Otherwise, this just don't work here. Works wherever I go. What good would it do you to be intellectual in your environment if you can't have that level of intelligence in any environment? I'm telling you, this is the importance of being true with yourself. I got this left. I can do it with Barack. I can do it with motherfucking President Biden right now. Because I ain't faking. I ain't lying. I'm just saying. I don't think people realize their intelligence is something that can actually be increased. 617, what's up with you?
Shout outs to you, Big Rosebud, OG.
Right on, brother. Thank you.
Hey, man, you were speaking of some game. So what I said was, what game was when I first seen you, man, was on that documentary, and you said Revlon bought your nails, and I said, man, that's some fascinating shit, man. You know, for what you were doing, and you took time out to, you know what I'm saying, to sell your nails, man, that was captivating. But, you know, the game is not just a job, you know what I'm saying, it's something you do, you know what I mean, rather the game is what you are, you know what I'm saying, the game is lifelong lifestyle.
Okay, wait, you are using that word a lot, but I don't think you even know what it is. You know what word I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
What? What word?
The lifestyle.
Stop. What I'm saying is, I said what I said, and I said you've been using a word, and then I asked you, you know what that word is, and you said yes. But then when I asked you what is the word, not only did you hesitate, you had to think of a word to try to, you know, put there. This is because of what I've been trying to get you motherfuckers to understand. You don't think about what you say. You only say shit. The word is game.
Yes, sir. That's what it is.
Wait, stop.
And what I was saying was,
can you please stop? I said you mentioned a word over and over and over, blah, 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 many times in what you just said. Do you know what that word is? And I don't remember you mentioning the word lifestyle, but that's what you answered. The word is game. You mentioned
it. I said game.
Can you please shut the fuck up? I'm trying to tell you something, man. Do you know what game is?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
It's a lifestyle. It's what you are, who you define as a person, human being. It determines your place in society's pecking order. Game is what you wear, the kind of car you drive.
No.
Who you are, what you are,
bro,
how you live.
Listen, game is one thing, and that's what you do and how you use it to live your fucking life.
That's what I just said.
If that's what you just said, that's what you just said. All right, so you know what game is then, all right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, so, you know, the game is to be played when? All the time or sometime or what?
You walk it, you talk it, you eat it, you sleep it, you dream it, you drink it.
Was that my question? Is that answering my question? All you got to do is answer
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yes, what?
So you're quick. It's
my
all the time. Yes,
was, my question was, do you do it sometime, all the time, or what?
All the time. Every second.
Okay, that's your answer, and it's right. Okay. So what I'm saying is this, bro. When it comes to game, using it, is that what you do?
Yes, you do.
Okay, because I apply it. I can't imagine using and applying be the same words. But using
no,
it,
they're not.
I'm just saying, using it, you know, you can make it be applying it, because that's what you guys do. Because English is the only language where one word can mean 40 things.
So
when you say whatever the fuck you're saying, long as it kind of sound like what I'm saying, you can say it's what I'm saying. But it ain't. And it's a very distinguishable difference in the understanding of using it and applying it. Using it means if I know that I, you know, put this piece of metal right here and welded right, blah, 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 and I'll sand it down. It's going to look like one piece of metal, but it's really three. I know that. That's using that information. That's using the information about welding and how to do it right. But if I apply it to my life, that means, bro, anything you do, you got to put it together and you got to make the connection seamless. You got to make the connection to where no one knows it but you. Is that a big difference or not?
Yes, sir. It's a big difference.
What am I telling you?
You're telling me that what I do all the time, every day, what I believe in is what that the game is.
Listen, and you're right.
And apply,
so
use it. And
go ahead.
Using it is just to taking advantage of a situation. Applying it is capitalizing on the situation.
Hey, then I don't have nothing else to say, bro, because you totally understood that. Those two words, applying it and capitalizing, I'm saying, bro, this is why I do, man, because let me ask you this. Did you think what you just said when you called in?
No, sir.
So what happened in this conversation?
I used what you was talking about,
no,
and that's what I talked about. So I didn't...
You grew, bro.
Okay.
You
yeah.
grew.
Yes, sir.
You gave yourself an opportunity to grow, and you took advantage of it. Meaning that...
So,
go ahead.
Okay, so would you agree that the game is all-consuming?
The game is all consuming because I've already said it's everything because it's life.
Mm.
When you guys, you see, literally, when I use the word game, I'm not using it as literal as you guys are using it. Because to you, it's any and everything. And to me, it's any and everything. But any and everything to me is not the same thing that it is to you. Because I'm not thinking about game. Well, excuse me, man. Let me just worry about Inca. I'm not thinking about game when I go to rent an Uber. I ain't thinking about game. But game is in me. So renting an Uber gonna have to match everything I think, and as it does, I'm gonna be happy. Same thing when I go to a store. Same thing when I go to get anything commodity. But that ain't where game is. That's not game. That's just me having game. Game is when you set out to do something. You intentionally say this or that to get them to respond this or that way. And you use it to get to the end result that you wanted. Now, if I was a basketball player to make that game, it would be I'm dribbling down, you know, somebody just passed to me after, you know, some other team made a shot, now we're inbounding. And I'm dribbling down the court slowly, and then when I get past half court, I kind of, you know, bend down a little bit and start dribbling a little different. That's me using my game about basketball. And what I'm saying is, as I get closer to the key, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I'm going to do as far as pass or whatever, but it's all about the game I have, about what I'm doing. It's not about game. It's about understanding game and understanding what having game is. Do you actually know what having game is, bro?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
Play to win the game, not the game to
listen,
play to win.
Stop. Listen, game is choosing one thing that your motherfucking ass do and doing it like a motherfucker with everything you do. Otherwise, Michael Jordan, he got game because it's all about basketball, or is it? It could be about sports. It could be about competition. I'm saying basketball is about that, so it's all in line. Game is not saying, you don't see that motherfucker going to drive a race car because he got game. Motherfucker be just turned over. And you have to understand these little idiosyncrasies so you can understand the usage of game. It ain't about some restricted definition that you motherfuckers need. You got to have a definition. Otherwise, game is restricting yourself to whatever the fuck it is you do for your life and your lifestyle. There, that's a restricted definition. But you only have to do that to motherfuckers that's asking what's game. Because motherfuckers with game don't ask that shit. I already know what game is. Game is what they doing. They ain't tripping. I ain't trying to make everybody know what I'm doing. Or as far as Michael Jordan. Do you understand what I'm saying, bro?
Yes, sir.
Man, you say yes, sir, but I want to know, really, do you really understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. If you do,
you'll be able to say it in words. Tell me what I'm saying.
You ain't going to show nobody your hand.
Yeah.
You're not going to expose.
Go ahead.
You're not going to expose your hand.
Hey, listen to me, man. Understand this. That was a very short answer, but it was succinct. It was to the point. And it's real. Because that's how you think. You don't expose your hand. You play it. You use it. You make what you know benefit you. That's playing. Exposing it is that using versus applying. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Believe it or not, man, you know I talk a hell of shit. And I sound very aggressive and shit, but that's some dope you brought to my show, man. That was some dope you brought to my show. And I appreciate you. Look, this is what I want you to do. Hit me, askrosewood@gmail.com. Hit me. Put your whole phone number in there so I can know it's you. And I'm going to send you some shit, man. I'm going to send you. I don't do this regularly, so don't look for it again, but I'm going to send you the whole thing, both one and two, audio, 12 hours. 12 hours of me talking about, you know, what it was like for me when I started and then after when I retired. All right, man, hit me, and I'm only going to do that today. I ain't doing that tomorrow.
I'm on Rosebud.
Ask Rosebud@gmail.com.
two D's for double dose.
You know it. Hey, it's not right. Necessarily double dose no more. The two D's is for digital dynamite.
Uh-oh. Hey, I appreciate the time, sir. I appreciate the time.
Hey, you know what you're doing. Man. You know it, man. We can get out. Hey, see, I love this shit, man. Listen. I don't think people really understand how to increase their intelligence. I mean, the best way is to read shit. Read some fucking shit. I ain't talking about no romance novels. I ain't talking about no goddamn pimp shit. I'm talking about some shit that probably ain't going to incite your motherfucking ass one bit. But I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Once you finish this shit, your intelligence quotient will have slightly increased. Shut up, bitch. You won't be able to see that increase unless you quickly follow up with a different book on the same subject so that the information you got from the first book can set in. It sounds crazy, but it's not. When you finish getting the it's not really available to you immediately. You gotta go on with your daily routine after you get this new information. You gotta go on and let that information marinate in your head. You're not thinking about it. It's just in there. It's marinating. And when you do think about it again, you'll remember a lot more of what you learned about. Now, this is how I integrate new information into my consciousness. It has allowed me to have a high intelligence quotient and a mediocre IQ. Go figure. Hey, listen to you motherfuckers. This is the first time everything I had to say, I got it said, and it ended right on time with this. I'm getting better, motherfucker. Hey, look, man, fuck with me. Keep fucking with me. Don't trip with me about how I am. I am, you know, a certain kind of dude. But I love you, motherfuckers. And I do.